you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel, also check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. We take episode suggestions from there, but also you get updates from us before we put them anywhere else, and you communicate with Heat fans all day long. Check it out, $2.99 per month. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out Prize Picks. I just cashed on the FSU game. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. They've got a new promotion. Put down $5. That's it, $5. They give you a 10-to-1 match. So they'll give you $50 to play right away. Legal in the state of Florida, prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. But make sure you're signing up for our daily fantasy partner using the code 5, F-I-V-E. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the role playing, got a all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We did one episode to divert from what we've been doing lately. Make sure you check that out. We talked about Tyler Hero's interview with Matt Issa. Matt joined Sean, myself, and Brady. And a lot of people had some thoughts on that. I thought Matt did a great job kind of breaking down where Tyler is in his career and where he could go. But now we're going to get back to our list. We're counting, I guess, up from 1 to 40, top 40 players in Miami Heat history in terms of what they did while they were with Miami. That's the hard part of this, because you've got guys that like Ray Allen, Gary Payton. If you're talking about totality of their careers, they're top 10 in terms of those who suited up for the Heat. But that's not how we're doing this. So let's go back through the list real quick. This is going to get longer and longer as we go, but you correct me on any of these, Greg, if I get them wrong. Number one, Wade. Number two, LeBron. Number three, Butler. Number four, Zoe. Number five, Chris Bosh, who, by the way, as we're speaking, and this is great, is on a basketball court in Slovenia for Goran Dragic's Night of the Dragon, and for Goran's retirement celebration. Is on the court, actually scored a point at the free throw line. Jason Jackson's on the call. It's just all the feels and everything else, because honestly, the last time Chris played was 2016. He probably could still be playing at a reasonably high level, maybe off someone's bench at this point, but he would be playing because his game was so well-suited And he kept himself in great shape. It's just the blood clots obviously interrupted his career. But great to see both of them out there. And I'm hoping to get both of them on the podcast here before too long. Let's go back to the list, though. Again, Chris Bosh at five, Shaquille O'Neal at six, Tim Hardaway at seven. Number eight, Bam Adebayo. Some controversy about that one. Some thought we should have Bam a little bit higher. I think he will get there. Number nine, this one was controversial, but I'm not going to slander it on the day that Goran's being honored. Dragic at nine, Haslam 10. 11, Glenn Rice. 12, Eddie Jones. 13, Jamal Mashburn. That was a tough call. 14, Mario Chalmers. Didn't get a lot of argument about that, actually. Right? I thought that might be controversial, but it wasn't.
More gripes about Mash than Rio.
Yes. Well, and some of it is audience related in terms of the youth of our audience. And then just remembering one moment, which was Jamal passing on the shot. But he did other good things while he was in Miami. 15, Shane Battier, one of the best role players in Heat history. And 16, the most controversial of all, Tyler Hero. So that's where we're at. So it's my turn. This is somebody we talked about a lot in the last episode. And I actually had a debate here between three players because I'm trying to separate these into position groups to a certain degree. It just makes it a little bit easier. In some cases, I'm separating them into longevity, or I'm looking at possession groups and then I'm looking at longevity and then, like, you know, contributions to really good teams or championship teams or finals teams or whatever. I was debating between PJ Brown and Brian Graham. And it's a tough call. If you look at the numbers, actually, Brian's were a little better in some, because Brian had to sort of be a lead guy. Because again, Zoe got sick. We talk about this stuff a lot with the Heat, Zoe, Bosh, etc. Brian had to step forward and play center. And he put together some big games during that period of time. Also, again, these are two of my favorite players I've covered. So this is hard. If I was to put together a top 10 list of my favorite people that were Heat players, Brian and PJ would both be on them. Okay. I'm going with PJ, though. I'm going to go with PJ at number 17. And I'm going with him over another guy I considered, which was Lamar Odom's one-year flash. Because when you're looking at the one-year guys, to me, Odom is first. Anthony Mason made an all-star team. Odom didn't. But the way that Mason, and may he rest in peace, but the way that Mason's one season ended with Miami, which was basically him pouting on the court because Zoe had come back, and then them getting swept out of the first round by Charlotte, by Jamal Mashburn, by the way. I can't put Mason above Odom, even though, again, Odom didn't make an all-star team there. But when it comes down to it, and I polled this, and I was a little surprised because our audience, again, is younger, so you would figure they would lean Odom, that not a lot of them saw PJ play. But when I said who should be higher on this list, PJ Brown or Lamar Odom, it's 2-1 in favor of PJ. That validates me enough. Incredibly underrated player for that group. And I will say that it's unfortunate that it didn't go further with that group and that they lost three times to the Knicks. And on the last game, and we can say, well, PJ could have done this or could have done that, but he played his role perfectly. He allowed Zoe to be Zoe, and he also allowed that group to be a consistent, 55 plus win team, even after they lost Juwan Howard because the league took him away. And so he plugged into that role. I think PJ Brown's a top 20 guy. I'm going to go with him at 17.
I like the pick. We talk about those moments in Heat history where they were saved by themselves or saved by circumstance to some degree. Like we laughed when we saw the Gordon Hayward recruitment and like kind of how that played out afterwards, just as an example. I kind of think ultimately this may be a little controversial, but I think the Heat were better off that they got PJ Brown than Juwan Howard in that. Mm-hmm. And they could have had both, but just the way it worked out, I think PJ Brown complimented Alonzo in a way. Dan Marley was a guy that they brought in, and then PJ was so instrumental to all those groups. So I'm with you there. And you mentioned all-star teams. You mentioned Anthony Mason. And Brian Grant did have better numbers. And if you remember, when Anthony Mason made that one all-star team, he actually wore, when he came out, when he was introduced, he wore a wig of Brian Grant's dreads. Yep. to basically honor him and say Brian Grant should be at this All-Star game as an All-Star. That's the kind of season Brian Grant was having. So as we look ahead to the next spot, I have no problem at all slotting Brian Grant in next. So we'll go PJ Brown, Brian Grant, and on we move.
There we go. And that's how we're going to do this. We're going to rotate one and then the other going forward. We're allowed to throw a flag if one is ridiculous, but this one's not ridiculous. I had Grant in that mix. And again, it's a tough call between the two of them. Now it starts to get harder again. Okay. I'm going to throw out some names that I'm considering. And again, you put together a list which wasn't ordered before we started. But we're going to try to order these now. So I'm looking at some of the pre-Riley guys. And, you know, when you look at what Steve Smith became in his career, he was the better player than Ronnie Cicely, I think, ultimately, even though Ronnie had a really good year in Orlando later on. But Steve was the better. I mean, Steve, you know, was an all-star level player, you know, whether it's Portland, Atlanta, some of the other teams that he ended up going to afterwards. We talked about the sadness of that trade for Kevin Willis, which was really a mistake. They played Steve Smith out of position at point guard when he came out. And then if they had just left him alone, you know, as a two who could do a lot of different things. I mean, Steve would be great in today's game too. And he was also a great locker room guy, very bright. But he had kind of a Magic Johnson-like skill set, I think, that even though this was pre-Riley, that they tried to tap into. And he never really got completely settled in Miami. He more blossomed after he left. But so Ronnie contributed more to the Heat when he was here. But then I'm like, can I put Ronnie Cicely ahead of some of these other guys that contributed to, like, significant winning? And I can't yet. So for those who are the old heads, right? You agree. For those who are the old heads, I can't do that. All right. I mentioned Lamar Odom, and to me, he would be the top 1 year guy here. But then there are others who've had more sustained careers, Greg. So maybe you can help me with this. Duncan Robinson is the best shooter in Miami Heat history. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely. He was the fastest to 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, and 900. I think it went.
Yes. Ray Allen hit the biggest shot in Miami Heat history and one of the biggest shots in NBA history.
How about Birdman's short career? That was a lot of winning, right? I mean, he should at least
37 and 3 when they picked him up that year. It wasn't quite the same after that, but the 27 game winning streak basically coincided with Birdman getting settled as one of the 9-man rotation. Another guy I'm looking at here as we go forward, two of the role guys. James Posey, contributions to championship teams as a role player. Dan Majerle, contributions to those teams, again, that kept getting eliminated in the first round. But you mentioned one of the benefits of not getting Juwan was they turned around and signed Majerle right after that, after they didn't get Juwan. But I can't put five players, and I said this last episode, and that's why I hesitate on PJ a little bit. I can't put five in the top 20 from a team that didn't end up winning anything. So Thunder's going to have to wait. There are other, you know, role players who played significant roles for them. You talk about Bruce Bowen, Keith Askins before him. And then there was the contributions to another championship from Jason Williams and Antoine Walker. I'm going to go with Ray here. I'm going to go with Ray, even though I think there's a little bit of, I don't know, revisionist history about his run with Miami. And I saw our guy, Giancarlo, posting about this, and in response to some of what we did, and talking about how he sort of unlocked them offensively in a lot of different ways. Again, they'd already won a championship, okay? His first year in Miami, I thought was really good. Okay, he couldn't really defend much anymore, but it was, and he couldn't do some of the things that he did when he was playing at a superstar level. No, I'm not even talking about Boston. I'm talking about prior to that, what he did in Seattle and Milwaukee. But he really struggled his second year here in Miami with, he was awful on the road. If you remember that, he could not make shots on the road. And it was a little controversial when they took Chalmers, when Spoelstra took Chalmers out of the starting lineup in the last game against San Antonio and put Ray in, because Ray was kind of hadn't really found it either. But he did make that shot. And that shot was a testament to everything that he had prepared for his entire career. I remember talking to him about it at the Bahamas the next year for training camp. And just about, again, when your entire life and career is distilled to one moment, which is emblematic of everything you are, to be in the right spot at the right time, to basically, you know, have the muscle memory because of the shots that you've taken in practice millions of times, to not put your foot on the line, to not let the pressure overcome you. I'm going to put him here because I kind of feel like if we don't, he's going to slip further. And then we're going to look back at this list and be like, okay, the big three era is like, if you remember one shot, that's the shot. And that's what they got Ray to do. They got him to make big shots in those situations. They didn't get him to be Seattle Ray or Milwaukee Ray or even Boston Ray. They got him to be a complimentary piece. He was, what did he make, like $3 million a year for Miami? I mean, it was
It was low. And that wouldn't, that when they signed him, from the moment that picture dropped of Riley and Ray Allen together, I think that was the pinnacle of cocky Heat fan. We felt like you could get anybody. So that was a huge moment. Ray Allen deserves to be there. That shot is in NBA lore forever. So yes, Ray Allen for sure.
Well, the other part of that was, you mentioned cocky Heat fan. It wasn't just that they were adding Ray. They were literally taking him from Boston. And Ray had played like 41 minutes in the last game that those two teams played against each other in the playoffs. So it's not like he was a guy that they wanted to lose. And of course, there's been bad blood about that ever since. So I'm fine with him going 19. You know, again, I think some could argue that maybe he could have been a little higher. We had some who thought he should have been ahead of Battier.
Yeah,
I still would argue for Battier for the overall two-way impact and one more season than Ray had. But I feel like, again, if he drops too far, then we're doing his contribution to their lore a disservice. It's not like he was a bad player for Miami. It's just that he had some struggles shooting the ball in his last year. Again, he was an older player, and you know, he wasn't quite the same as he was prior, which is to be expected. All right, so we're at 20. This is going to get a little bit harder here because this is on you. And I've mentioned some of the names here, and I don't know if you want to go with someone who had sort of more longevity with Miami or someone who contributed. You mentioned Chris Anderson, who contributed greatly during a short period of time. There are others that I you put on your original list that I hadn't even thought about, but could sneak into the top 25 at the very least, including, you know, the 2002 number 10 overall pick, including, like we mentioned, a couple of the 1 year guys, including the greatest shooter in Miami Heat history, including the starting point guard of the 2006 champions, the starting both of the rotational starting small forwards on the 2006 NBA champions, and then the pre-Riley guys, like we've talked about. Where are you going? Oh, before you go, let's hold it. I didn't mention the other sponsors, so let's do that, because otherwise we'll have the schmutz here on the show. All right, Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. See, I did not plan that. Usually I like to build it into content, but that definitely was not planned. All right, Water Cleanup of Florida got you covered every step of the way, based in Boca Raton. Michael Robert and his team, they will take care of you from the first leak all the way up through. If there's damage assessments, they need to work with the insurance company. Whatever happens, they're your one-stop water and mold cleanup shop. So reach out to them, Water Cleanup of Florida, 100 five-star reviews on Google, WCUFL.com. That's WCUFL.com. And yes, they're based in Boca, but they can service the entire Tri-County area. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
All right.
And
I gave you some time to think.
And I appreciate that, because this is where this gets difficult. But I want everyone to remember that there had been a significant period where the Heat had their, basically the longest amount of down years was right after Zoe got sick, and they kind of went through that stretch where there was Karan getting drafted. But the year before that was LaPhonso Ellis and Rod Strickland and that team of forgettables to some degree. And they started to build something back, and Karan was the first pick of that. And then they went after Elton Brand, didn't get him, and they made a pretty huge free agent signing that nobody really expected from them. It felt like one of their bigger gets in a while. Heat fans had always been kind of flirting with the idea of Lamar Odom since the draft. And then he comes to Miami, has a great year. I think he averaged something like 17, 9, and 5 or so. Like he was close to all-star status. And he also had that great playoff run from a favorite team with Dwayne. I feel like had the Shaq, that opportunistic moment not presented itself, Lamar could have been a part of some great stuff that could have happened in Miami with Dwayne ascending the way that he did. So for me, this is where the first one-year guy comes into play, because he also became Shaquille O'Neal. But I do want to give him his credit, because just for on court, if you look how good he was for his short stint in Miami, he deserves to be here.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't help turn it around that year, they never get Shaq. So we talk about players who lead to other things historically for this franchise. And the thing about the Odom it really was sort of masterful what Riley did there, because the Heat knew that Donald Sterling was cheap, the owner of the Clippers. And of course, Donald Sterling was a lot of other things beyond cheap. But Riley was very familiar with it because, of course, Riley knew the LA situation with his roots from there. And so the belief was that maybe Donald Sterling would match one of the guys in restricted free agency, but he probably wouldn't match both. And Elton Brand wanted to be a member of the Miami Heat. He wanted to be a member of the Miami Heat. And Elton was a great player. Elton's skill set probably wouldn't be as valuable in this day and age as it was then, because he was, you know, a little bit more of a back to the basket player, playing from closer in, although he did have some range. But the story goes that Elton thought that the Clippers were not going to match it. In those days, I believe you had 7 days to match it. It was this ridiculously long period, which they've shortened since with restricted free agency. Now we don't see restricted free agents really go anywhere else. But at that time, you basically were holding up your entire program in terms of trying to acquire other players because you were stuck waiting to see if another team was going to match or not. It was a terrible system. But they extended it to Elton Brand, this massive offer, and he was supposed to be the first rebuild piece to play with Dwayne, which would have been interesting, okay? And Elton was at the beach, and he left his phone, and when he came back to his phone, he saw that the Clippers had matched. And the story goes that he like threw his phone in the sand or something like that because he didn't want to stay with LA. But within 24 hours, the offer sheet went out to his teammate, Lamar Odom. And Sterling didn't have the capacity or the desire. I can't remember, but it's probably a little bit of both to match that one. And you're right. Again, his season was really good. It was kind of a slow build. Like early on, they started 0-7. Dwayne was finding his footing. You know, again, this was Karan's second season. Eddie was the one veteran. There were columns written. One specific column I remember when they started, again, Stan was the head coach, first year head coach, that this was the worst team in NBA history. I remember reading the column after they were 0-7. I don't know who wrote it, but it was some national person. And that team then went, 42-33 the rest of the way. The East was down.
Got to the four seed.
The East was down. They ended up with a four seed, right? And they didn't know who they were going to be playing. That was the year that they could have played pretty much anybody in that spot. They play New Orleans, Baron Davis. We know that Dwayne hit a couple of huge shots in that series. Obviously, the runner in the lane. They go to the rookie, and he delivers, etc. So Lamar gets lost in that a little bit. But the game against Sacramento, which you remembered on the last episode, I thought he carried himself really well in Miami. He really embraced Miami. He wanted to be in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'll always remember this with Lamar. I was at, I don't know if I was at the Palm Beach Post at the time. No, I was at the Sentinel at the time, but I had left the Palm Beach Post like a year or two earlier. And I guess Lamar made the rounds. Like the Heat were trying, because the Heat were trying to rebuild at this point. This wasn't like the big three. They were trying to sort of sell the local media that they were coming back out of kind of the post-Zo morass, okay? Because again, things had kind of blown up there because of him getting sick. And Lamar loves candy. So I heard he went to the Palm Beach Post, they had like a bucket of candy waiting for him. And he was, you know, so he could, like, he made the rounds. So he made the round, like, they sold him as the new face of the franchise, even more so than Dwayne early, even more so than Eddie, who had been retained, and even more so to a certain degree than Karan, although Karan was another one who embraced all the community stuff. And I actually did a photo shoot with Lamar, Karan, and Chris Chambers, former Dolphins receiver, on South Beach, because we were doing a mixed photo shoot of like players from different teams, the top players 25 or under. We actually were supposed to do one with Dwayne Wade and Josh Beckett at the stadium, but Josh blew it off. So Dwayne drove to the stadium and waited for Josh, and we ended up shooting Dwayne alone. F Josh Beckett, if he's anywhere. but Dwayne handled it brilliantly at that point and was very gracious. And we did one of all things, I think Roberto Luongo and Dolphins receiver David Boston. So we were all over.
Wow.
At Cabrera and Randy McMichael. Cabrera, Dontrell Willis, and Randy McMichael. These were our photo shoots. But anyway, we did one with Lamar and Karan on the beach. And I just remember the whole time Lamar talking about how happy he was in Miami, you know, and that this he wanted this to be his long-term stop. And, of course, it wasn't because Shaq was available. And Shaq wanted to play with Dwayne. That was the one piece if Shaq was going to join Miami. But if Lamar hadn't had the season he had, the Lakers wouldn't have bit on a trade. And that trade was Lamar Caron and Brian Grant, and he ends up going to the Lakers. So anyway, we're gonna finish here with Lamar Odom at 20. So to review, PJ Brown 17, Brian Grant 18, Ray Allen 19, Lamar Odom 20. We'll be back with 21 to 24 over the next couple of days.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.